Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, God's Will to Heal. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
You do understand, there's millions of Christians on the planet right now that do not believe it is always God's will to heal. They believe, well, it might not be. Well, how are you going to ascertain whether it's His will for you to be healed or not? If you really believe that it's not His will for you to be healed, why would you go to the doctor to try to get out of the will of God? People are not even consistent with what they say they believe. If you really believe it's God's will for you to be sick, then yield to it and be sick. Don't fight it. If you really believe it's God's will for you to be poor, then man, be poor. I know it sounds funny. I'm not trying to be ugly. Act on what you say you believe. But see, people don't even believe that. Oh, they get religious and go, well, you just never know what the Lord's going to do, and he might have some purpose in me being poor, and then they go try to make some money. Yeah. Try to get out of it. Yeah. It might be the will of God for me to be sick. Well, why would you be fighting against the will of God? If it's the will of God to be sick, let's be sick. And if it pleases Him, let's get real sick. I know it sounds funny, but it's either the will of God or it's not. Let's don't be fighting the will of God. If it's the will of God for us to be poor, I mean, let's be poor. Let's really please Him. Let's be real poor. Let's be poorer than other poor folks. If it pleases God, it doesn't. I said it doesn't. And people don't even believe that foolish stuff except in church. They don't believe that in real life. They're trying to get out of the sickness. Aren't they? Yes. Doing everything they can to get out of it. Yes. Doing everything they can to get out of the poverty.
Yes.
Well, thank God you don't have to be confused about it. It's in the Bible.
Yes.
I said it's in the Bible.
Yes.
And that's what we're talking about. That's what we're studying about. Luke chapter 5 and verse 12. Luke 5 and verse 12. It came to pass when Jesus was in a certain city, behold, a man full of leprosy. He's in a bad way. He's advanced stages of this terminal disease. He saw Jesus and he fell on his face and he besought Him. He said, Lord, if you will, you can make me clean. This is right where millions of Christians are tonight, aren't they? They believe God can if it were to be His will, don't they? Well, can you read the next verse? Can you read the next verse? Do you know what it says?
Yes.
Jesus, He put forth His hand. He touched this man that's sick, sick, sick unto death. And He said,
I will.
Just be patient, my boy. We don't understand the will of God. And just submit to the will of God. And be strong. And let God have His way. Why do millions of preachers talk like this and pray like this? You never heard Jesus talk like this. You never heard any of the apostles in the book of Acts talk like this. Then why do the majority of preachers talk like that? The majority of preachers. What would they have told this man? If he'd have said, I believe God can heal me. If it's His will, Pastor, tell me what to do. What would they say? Well, my brother, we just don't always know the will of God. And we just want whatever God wants. And it might not be His will, and we don't understand it, but you've got to be strong and just submit to His will. Where'd they get that? Who taught them to talk like that? Who taught them to tell people these things? Did they get it from Jesus?
No.
Did they get it from the Bible?
No.
No, they got it from men's dumb religion.
Yes. Amen.
Listen, why do you get so animated? Because people are dying. And they don't have to. They could be healed. This is serious stuff. And it particularly irritates me when you got a brother or sister that's got a little faith in them and they're reaching out to believe God and somebody with degrees shoots them down. Right? And tells them, no, these miracles have passed away and this is not for you and we just don't know, and are able to talk them out of believing God. Friend, that's criminal. That's criminal. In fact, that's what Jesus is talking about. If you offend and trip up one of these little ones is trying to believe me and trying to love me and serve me, it'd be better for you if a great big old giant rock was tied around your neck and you was thrown into the middle of the Pacific Ocean.
Yes.
A lot better use for you would be bloop. Than talking somebody out of believing God. Friend, make up your mind that you are never going to be a deterrent to your brother and sister's faith. If they got bigger faith than you, then you're not going to get in their way. You're going to go, go on, brother, go on. I'm for you. Believe for it. Claim it. And let's have enough Bible sense to never tell somebody it's not God's will for them to come out of this. His will is always victory. Healing. Deliverance. Salvation. Prosperity. Victory. Every time. That's what I read in my Bible. Yours read the same? What'd Jesus tell him? What'd Jesus tell him? Can you see it? This is not a fairy tale. This happened. This man's looking at Jesus and said, Jesus, I know you can heal me. I know you can. If you will. Jesus looked at him, reached out his hand and touched him. This man's leprous. His skin is awful. And he reached and put his hand right on him. Right? He looked him in the eye. What did he say?
I will.
Glory to God. I will. You be clean. You be healed. One translation said, of course I will. Be healed. And immediately, his skin cleared up and cleaned up, and he's no longer dying. He's living. And he's healed, and he's able to go on and finish his life. That's the will of God. That's what Jesus actually said. He never changes. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's no respecter of persons. If he told him that, he'll tell you that. We're convinced it is God's will for all of us to be healed today. Now some folks say, well, now if it was, then they'd all be healed. Wrong. No. If you believe that, why don't you believe the same thing about people being born again? Is it God's will for everybody to be born again? Are we confused about that? Didn't he say it's not his will that any should perish? Are people perishing?
Yes.
Then according to that same mentality and reasoning and philosophy, if people die lost, it must have been God's will for them to be lost, because if it was his will, they'd have been saved. There are a lot of things happening that's not the will of God. There's a lot of bad stuff going on that's not God's work. It is not God's will. It does not please God. Somebody say, why? Because man has a free will. Man can believe or disbelieve. Man can obey or rebel. And because of that, you got a lot of bad stuff going on. Doesn't change the will of God. Say it out loud.
It is God's will
for all to be saved. But it's up to them whether they receive it. Keep going.
It is God's will
for all to be healed. But
it's up to us
whether we believe it,
whether we receive it
or not.
Is it that way about everything?
The just shall live by faith. Walk by faith. Now we begin talking about this then. Is it God's will for all to be healed? We said we are absolutely convinced that it is, and we're going to prove it from the scripture. I mean, you could just stop right there. If Jesus said it, it is. That'd be enough to act on right there. But the Bible said in the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. And we're giving you scripture, not people's theories and ideas. Scripture witness after scripture witness. Anybody remember some of them? Help me out. Number one reason we gave you, the first one, we are sure it's God's will for all to be healed today because God's word is medicine. The scripture said so. It said God's word would heal you. I'm convinced. You get enough of God's word in you long enough, you will be healed. Anybody, anywhere of anything, every time. Well, if you say healing's not for everybody, and the Bible said God's word would heal you, what'd you just get through saying? That God's word's not for everybody. Well, that can't be. No, we're sure it's God, that God's word is for everybody and healing's for everybody. Number two, a strong spirit will sustain you. Well, is it God's will for some people to be weak in their spirit? Certainly not. Well, if you're strong in your spirit, the Bible says that'll get you even through bodily pain and trouble. Proverbs 18:14 said. Number three, we're sure it's God's will for all of us to be healed because of God's original creation. I mean, if God wanted sickness and disease, he would have created Adam and Eve with some in them. He didn't. On which day did God create disease? Huh? Which day did God create cancer? On which day did he create arthritis? AIDS. Sickness was not a part of his original creation. It came later as a result of sin and the curse and the fall. It was not his will to begin with. It's not his will now. He does not change. Number four, we're sure it's God's will for all to be healed because of his will in heaven and in the world to come. It'd be hard for you to find a Christian that believes it's God's will for people to be sick in heaven or diseased. In fact, the Bible says, no more sorrow, no more pain, no more crying, no more dying. It was his will in the beginning. It's his will in the end. Has he got a different will right now?
No.
No, the Bible said pray that his will would be done on the earth, just even as it is in heaven. He has never changed. Men have sinned. The curse has come, but he didn't change. People change. It's always been his will to be good and to heal and to bless. Always. He's never changed.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, The Covenant of Healing, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R2002D. That's R2002D, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today. And be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.